This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I got a serenity now for you. I keep saying it and saying it. And it only makes me more angry. I am about to play you two pieces of audio that will bend you like a pretzel. One will cause you to do what you should never, ever do, root against your own team. The second will cause you to root for someone you never liked and may now become your favorite 76er. Now, I mentioned that the Sixers held one final practice and media availability before they hopped their flight for Toronto. Thursday night matchup, game number 6 against the Raptors, getting a third opportunity to wrap up that series. I finally realized why this Sixers team has this woe is me attitude whenever they collapse. You know, the please feel bad for me, here are all the excuses, it's not my fault, it's everybody else, as opposed to taking it on the chin. You're the better team. You should say, we stunk. We got to be better. We're going to fix things. We're going to wrap up this series. Well, as these Sixers are collapsing in front of our eyes, who in this organization is the poster child for monumental collapses? I'll give you a moment. Oh, you don't even need a moment. It's the head coach, right? It's Doc Rivers, who has blown more 3-1 series leads than anyone in NBA history. Could be the first to blow a 3-0 series lead. Did you know Doc Rivers is not to blame for any of those blown series leads? Well, I take you to Camden, New Jersey, right on the waterfront, Wednesday afternoon. Rivers was asked about his history of blowing big series leads. Listen to the excuses fly.
Well, it's easy to use me as an example, but I wish y'all would tell the whole story with me, all right? My Orlando team is the HC. No one gives me credit for getting up against the Pistons who won the title. That was an HC. Go look at the, I want you to go back and look at that roster. I dare you to go back and look at that roster, and you would say, what a hell of a coaching job. Really. I mean, the Clipper team that we lost 3-1. Chris Paul didn't play in the first two games and was playing on one leg. And we didn't have home court. And then the last one, to me, is the one we blew. That's the one I said, we blew that. Now, it was in the bubble. And anything could happen in the bubble. There's no home court. Game 7 would have been in L.A.
Oh, so Doc Rivers is just the unluckiest head coach in the history of the NBA. Did you hear what he just said? He just threw his entire Orlando Magic team under the bus. And listen, I want to make sure, because that was a fairly lengthy answer. I actually had to cut it shorter because he kept going and going and going. Mike, correct me if I'm wrong. What did he say in the middle of all that dribble about his coaching job?
What a hell of a coaching job.
Oh, my God. How on earth am I not supposed to root against the team I love purely to see Rivers get what he deserves? Glenn Rivers is the most self-absorbed coach in the history of the National Basketball Association, and dare I say, the most overrated head coach in NBA history. By the way, he was lying about his Orlando Magic team losing to the eventual champs, the Detroit Pistons, who did not win the NBA Finals that season. They lost the next round. They didn't win the NBA Finals. The Spurs won the NBA Finals that year. Well, after hearing that, I was out. I was outside of saying it, of literally opening my mouth and saying it, I was thinking, go Raptors. Because I'm like, this team's not going anywhere anyway. I got to get this guy the hell out of here. I can't take this anymore. But just then, I was saved. Not by Joel Embiid, who makes the same excuses at times. Certainly not by James Harden. Not even Tyrese Maxey, who we all love. The only reason I am once again rooting for the Sixers, God help me, is Danny Green. And this is what Danny Green said shortly after Doc Rivers.
We have the pieces. We've done it three times already. We have two games to get one, but we're taking it one game at a time. We want to get this one. And we had four opportunities to get one. So now it's Thursday coming soon in Toronto in their building. And, you know, you got no choice now. Either going to nut up or, you know, fold.
Nut up or fold. In a plot twist that rivals M. Night Shyamalan, Danny Green, of all people, calls it the way that it is. Says there's no excuses. If we don't close it out, it's on us and no one else. To quote him directly, either going to nut up or fold. I vote we give Danny Green Doc Rivers game check for game number 6. I'm totally on board with this. Oh my God. Serenity now. This is absurd. Well, now you know what's going on with the Philadelphia 76ers. Best of luck in untwisting your brain right now and deciding your rooting interest for game number 6 and possibly game number 7. 215-592-9494. Let's head back to the phone. Scott in Florida's been hanging. Hey, Scott.
Hey there. You know, I was listening. I'm driving all night. I'm just about home in Florida. But, you know, I'm a Philadelphia native, grew up. And then I went out to University of Arizona in 68 to college. But Arizona didn't have that good a basketball program when I got there. But then they did end up having the good fortune adding Lute Olson. But what Lute Olson did in all of his games, and now you see Steve Kerr is just the Lute Olson's image. Okay?
Right.
It's like after the first half, no matter what had happened with Arizona, they would go in their locker room, and when they came out, they knew what they'd done wrong. Mm-hmm. They knew what they had to do, and they did it.
Yeah,
I agree with Doc Rivers. You know, listening to him, even when they mic him up, listening to him talk to these guys, it's like we got to – it's not specific stuff, mm-hmm. like rah-rah stuff, et cetera. And, you know, the sooner he goes, the better. But as far as the Eagles go,
yeah,
I listened to your sister station on this evening, and it was a live interview. Well, I think it was live anyway. It was early enough, but Kyle Hamilton was on, and he's not a doc. Doc was one of the kind person, but he is a leader, and he has a confidence in himself and the leadership qualities, and he is a player. I don't really know why he is moving down at all, because when they rate the players, he's in the top 5 of all the players, just strictly on rating.
Mm-hmm.
That is the player we need. I know these other guys are excellent, and we need them, but the leadership in the center of that team, in the defense, I think is crucial, and he is our guy. So if they have to do a little bit, it'd be ideal if he drops down to 15.
Well, and no, he's Scott, right now he's projected to go in the teens, so he very well could be available. Kyle Hamilton, who is a safety, and here's the thing though, Scott, like it's not a sexy pick, so it doesn't scream Howie Roseman. Although I agree with you, defensively they lack leadership. We all love Brandon Graham, but he could be in his final season. Fletcher Cox checks out on games. They have lacked leadership ever since they let Malcolm Jenkins go, and they desperately need that. And Kyle Hamilton is certainly someone who could fill that void. He's immensely talented, But do you, can you see Scott Howie Roseman selecting a safety with his first pick?
If Howie has sat down and talked to that guy, if he doesn't, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that you got to look at these players. It'd be like, what's his name with Baltimore? The receiver from Stanford with Carolina.
Yeah.
There's certain people that have a character about them that, there's no value. It's just invaluable. And you have to have it. And that guy, he will be a Hall of Famer. I mark my words. You will see him put a yellow jacket on. And I'd like to see him put a green helmet on before he puts on a yellow jacket.
Well, Scott, yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll see. I mean, he's a safety out of Notre Dame. He's a big guy, 6'4", 220. And by the way, for the most don't know this. So I the name sounded familiar to me. And then I had to do a little, just a little bit of research to double check. Kyle Hamilton, the player we are speaking of, who is a safety out of Notre Dame, who could be on the Eagles' radar. He's projected to go right around that time. He has Philadelphia ties. So the name sounded familiar because he comes from a basketball family. His father played mostly overseas, but he played at Southern Miss. I'm trying to think if he has one or two brothers. I think he has one brother that I know for certain. He has a brother. His name's Tyler Hamilton. He played for Penn. So there are local ties. But again, I mean, Kyle Hamilton, who has been a caller favorite tonight, the draft experts, a majority of them, and those who cover the team who have written up their mock drafts, do not have him in their, selections for the Eagles in that first round. 215-592-9494. I need to take a break for a moment. I'm getting hungry. Snack of the Night's coming up next at 3:44.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.